Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, it's Abe Gordon here with Joaquin Buckley, number 7th ranked welterweight in the UFC and a main event fighter. June 14th, State Farm Arena against former champ Kamaru Usman. I guess I want to start here because I believe this is your first main event in the UFC. And so, is that wrong?
Yes, that is. So, this is actually my second main event.
But you didn't go 5 rounds. Right?
No, it did not go.
Okay, so let's go there. Planning on 5 rounds. It may not go 5 rounds against Usman either. I know you're not planning on it, but you do also have to train and prepare for 5 rounds.
Yes,
what is different in a camp for you leading up to a main event, up to a 5-round fight versus when it's a 3-round battle?
Since I've been training in the UFC, I've always been training for main event fights. I've always been training for championship rounds, you know, so this ain't nothing new to me. But I haven't been able to have the privilege to go the 4th round or the 5th round yet. So, you know, that's up to my opponent, right, in Kamaru Usman. So if he can withstand the power from the first 2-3 rounds, cool. You know what I mean? Because I always want to see what I'm able to do, because all the training and preparation is one thing, but to actually be out there under the lights, you know, for 25 minutes, whole different story.
A UFC fight night at State Farm Arena on June 14th. It's Joaquin Buckley who's going to be main eventing. And look, we got to go back to your second UFC fight. And obviously you jump onto the scene with that viral knockout. We're here now, though, and main eventing, and you're high in the rankings, and you're approaching a title shot and all that stuff. Was there ever any concern earlier in your UFC career that you were just going to be a viral moment, a singular moment? And how did you grow to become so much more as a fighter and get beyond just that one clip?
Right. So that one clip definitely exposed me to the world. I think it was very important that, you know, that moment did happen, right? But as you capture it, right, it's a blessing and a curse, because now that everybody watched me fight, they expecting that same moment to happen. But, you know, having that being said, you know, sometimes, you know, took some losses, right? Took some bumps, you know, and a lot of people didn't know what to think about my career, right? So I think moving down to 170 was a great career change for me, because, you know, I really got to show my true potential, right? And me being not only just, you know, on this winning streak, but knocking out my ranked opponents, right? Every ranked opponent I had, I knocked out. And I feel like that really speaks volume to my talent, my gifts, and my abilities. And it really showed people that, you know, Buck is ready for that world title.
You mentioned 170. It is a welterweight fight. What is the cut process for you? What are you walking around now at? And then what is your goal, let's say, 48 hours before weigh-ins, before you get really down and dirty with the water cut?
I got you. So usually everybody's different, first off. But when I first fought at 185, you know, I was only cutting about, like, 5 pounds, so I was walking around like 190 to get to 185.
That's easy.
Not much.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Right, it's a workout. But it wasn't until I made the transition to go down to 170 that my body was like, "Yeah, we want to keep the nutrients and everything in your body." So my body started to keep the weight on me. So now I walk around like 200. So now it's like a 30-pound weight cut to get to 170, right? So it's a whole different ball game. So when you talk about just speaking about the everything that you eat matters, right?
Yeah.
The amount of water that I drink 2 gallons a day. I try to, you know, always keep my body hydrated, but then as well my conditioning work. So I train 3 times, you know, throughout the day, and a lot of guys don't do that. They might do 2-a-days, you know what I mean? Or they might do a 1 hard practice, but 3-a-days, a lot of guys aren't doing that. But with that being said, you know, my regimen is very disciplined and very structured in order for me to make that weight cut at 170. And then once I'm, you know, I guess how much I want to be around, you know, 48 hours.
Yeah.
Probably like 10 pounds.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
It is Joaquin Buckley, number 7 in the welterweight division. UFC is coming to Atlanta, fight night June 14th at State Farm Arena. And let me ask you this, because as soon as it got announced, as soon as tickets went on sale, there was a rush. I mean, an absolute craze. Like, you were literally on Ticketmaster watching the dots disappear. Hey. Like it was Marvel, like Thanos had snapped. Like, the seats were just taken away. What do you know about Atlanta as a fight town, as a combat sports city? Mm-hmm. UFC has not come here a ton.
Right.
And so people are just in a fervor to get to this fight.
Well, obviously, Atlanta definitely being a fight town, and especially for boxing, right?
Yeah.
Javante has been down here for a couple of his fights. Jake Paul has had an event down here before. And I feel like, you know, with that being said, you know, the UFC has an opportunity to come back and kind of, I want to say naturally compete, right, but really show what mixed martial arts has to offer, especially to the fight fans. And with that being said, I think they got one of the best guys to be able to perform as a main event, because, well, I love to get those knockouts, right? So I got 8 knockouts within the UFC division. And like I said, all my ranked opponents been put to sleep, so I don't think it's going to be any different.
We're nearing your 5-year anniversary of debuting in the UFC. It was a fight against Kevin Holland. How do you think as a fighter you've changed in those 5 years?
I changed a lot, you know. I grew not just as a fighter, but, you know, with this part, right? A lot of fighters do not like to do the promoting or talk on the radio or, you know, be in front of the camera, right? They just want to be in the cage. But I feel like with that being said, you got to be able to perform not just in the cage but outside, right, and get people tuned in and get people wanting to watch the fight, because if there ain't nobody watching, it ain't like you ever did it before, right? So I want to get as many eyes as possible on my fight. And I think what changed with that fight that I had early in, like, my, you know, my early career, I think it's just the business side of it.
It's Abe Gordon here with Joaquin Buckley, coming to Atlanta, the UFC fight night June 14th at State Farm Arena. We were just talking before we recorded, you got 27 fights in the UFC and you are young.
15.
Sorry, 27 overall, 15 in the UFC. Yeah. And you just turned 31 last month. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of experience for a fighter. At your age.
Man, shout out to Dana, shout out to TKO, shout out to the UFC. They gave me something on my birthday, which was this fight announcement for a main event.
How much does being 31, having that fight experience, mean for you in terms of, you haven't lost any physical tools? You look at some of the fighters that have nearing 30 fights,
right,
the physical tools start to go away.
Right.
You're at a point where your fight IQ is as high as it's ever been, with no diminishing physical tools. That is, when you look at that, and you've seen it in your past couple of fights, that's how a fighter starts to peak and hit that form. Is that where you feel you're at right now?
I really do feel like I'm in my prime, but I feel like I'm also evolving. I feel like I'm also growing. I feel like I'm just changing and adapting in a way that a lot of people haven't even gotten to see yet, because, yet again, right, these fights haven't went 5 rounds. So with all that being said, I feel like I'm in a position where I can really show people exactly what I'm capable of doing.
Kamaru Usman is here in Atlanta for June 14th, the fight night against Joaquin Buckley, who's joining us here on 92.9 The Game. Look, Usman had a legendary career. He's a former champ in the UFC. He has lost 3 fights in a row. Let me just start here, actually. When you prepare for a fight, do you watch tape of fighters and try and pick up? What have you seen then from Usman, especially in these past 3 fights, that are maybe different from when he was in his form as champ?
I've definitely watched film on Kamaru Usman, but the main thing that I can pull away from those losses is that he never has lost his confidence. and that right there, your mentality is everything. So when you, even though he took those L's, he was never defeated, if that makes sense, right? And with that being said, that's one thing that I want to kind of change. I want to break that confidence, right? I want to break him mentally. Like, every time he loses that first round, he makes that same look on his face where it's like, I get him in a second.
Yeah.
I want to take that look off his face.
You know, I understand
that.
First
round, he's going to realize, oh, man, I'm in a fight for my life.
Obviously, at number seven, you're fading Usman, who is a top five opponent, and the question has to be asked. You win this fight. How close to a title shot do you think you are?
Yet again, it's not my decision, right?
Yeah.
But I believe that, you know, with the performance that I put on and the way that I finished Usman, I truly believe that the people are going to speak for me and on my behalf to give me that title shot.
It's a pretty good card here coming to Atlanta. I was wondering, obviously, not being a pay-per-view like the last time with Izzy, what we were going to get. For you as a fighter, are you able to pay attention at any of the other matchups on your card? Is there anything that you want to shout out that's also fighting that night that is of interest to you?
On my fight card or just any fight?
Yeah, on your card. We're getting to the fight this weekend coming up.
Matter of fact, no, let me stop lying. Actually, big shout out. And I don't know if he actually has a fight set, but shout out to Malcolm. He's from Augusta, Georgia, and he will more likely be fighting in Atlanta. And, man, he's a hot prospect. Y'all got to watch out for Malcolm, bro. He just got a 50K bag, down to KC, so I know he ready.
You made a kind of a glimmer when it seemed like I was going to ask you about fights coming up. The belt is up for grabs.
Yes, it is.
Bilal Muhammad, Jack Della Maddalena is coming up. Any thoughts or predictions or any preferences on who wins that fight this coming weekend?
Definitely got a preference, right? But it's not to be scared of another fighter.
Sure.
There's a lot that's going on in the MMA world, especially with the welterweight division. And with Bilal getting the win is a person that I want to fight. I know that I'm going to be next to fight that title. But if JDM wins, I know there might be opportunity for the UFC to make big moves for another fighter at lightweight who has cemented his name to be one of the best at that division to move up. So with all that being said, yeah, I'm praying that Bilal wins.
It is Joaquin Buckley, number seven ranked welterweight in the UFC. UFC Fight Night is coming here to State Farm Arena, June 14th. A lot of good fights coming to Atlanta. Just a couple questions. Is there a fight in your career you're just most proud of? Like if you could say, hey, look at what I did in this fight, what would you tell fans to go back and watch?
That's actually a good question, bro. I would have to say, out of all my fights, Antonio Arroyo was my biggest fight because I really felt like my back was against the wall in that one, right? And for me to go out there and fight such a great fighter in Antonio Arroyo and to be able to get the knockout, right? That really kind of submitted to me, man, I belong here. Right, because it really kind of showed the fighter that was in me. And with that being said, me versus Antonio Arroyo was a great battle.
When you go back to, because you picked up, you were wrestling in high school, right? Was there, where was MMA at that time for you? And did you view it as a career path?
Yeah, always. I think since I was in eighth grade, I've always looked.
You're young. It was big by the time you were coming. Like, yeah, for me, it was the early days. Yeah,
100%.
It was early days for me.
You got, you know, Demetrius Johnson. You got George St. Pierre, Anderson Silva. Obviously, still to this day, John Jones is crazy. He still fight. But regardless, like, that was the era that I looked at, and I was like, man, I want to become that, right? And literally, wrestling was my foundation in high school, right? And I wasn't the best wrestler at all, but I knew that was something that I needed in order to make that transition over to MMA, so I'm so glad I did that.
And then final question here, Joaquin Buckley, UFC welterweight, going to be fighting main event at June 14th State Farm Arena UFC Fight Night. It's been kind of going around for 10 days. 100 Joaquin Buckleys against one gorilla.
Yeah.
One, do you win? And then two, what's your plan of attack?
Yeah, they asked me this question. I don't think 100 is enough. I'm a bad dude. Don't get it twisted. I'm a bad dude, but a gorilla.
So you're being realistic here.
I'm very realistic.
I like that.
I got to keep it a buck, you know what I mean? But if I feel like we have any chance, give me 1,000. Give me 1,000.
I think you... Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Bugs against one gorilla, we got to get him.
I don't think you're going to take 1,000, but it might take more than 100. You can get it done with 250.
If I'm going to put guaranteed money on
Okay. You want even odds. I see what you're saying. Joaquin, thanks so much for joining me here. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space: Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series, where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.